Pacifica Radio in Berkeley presents The Intruder, a play by Maurice Maeterlinck, featuring Ben Legere, Eric Bauersfeld, Bernard Mays, and Pat Franklin.
Come here, Grandfather. Sit down under the lamp.
There does not seem to me to be much light here.
Shall we go out onto the terrace or stay in this room?
Would it not be better to stay here? It has rained the whole week. The nights are damp and cold.
But the stars are shining.
Oh, the stars. That's nothing.
We'd better stay here. One never knows what may happen.
Oh, there's no longer any cause for anxiety. The danger's over. She's saved.
I believe she is not doing so well.
Why do you say that?
I have not heard her voice.
But since the doctors assure us we may be easy...
You know quite well that your father-in-law likes to alarm us needlessly.
I don't see things as you do.
You ought to rely on us, then, who can see. She looked very well this afternoon.
Yes.
She's sleeping quietly now. We're not going to mar needlessly the first pleasant evening the chance has put in our way. Seems to me we have a perfect right to peace and even to laugh a little this evening, without fear.
Yes, that's true. This is the first time I felt at home with my family since this terrible confinement.
When once illness has come into a house, it is as though a stranger had forced himself into the family circle.
And you understand, too, that you can count on no one outside the family.
You are quite right.
Why couldn't I see my poor daughter today?
You know quite well.
I do not know what to think.
But it is useless to worry.
She cannot hear us?
No, we won't talk too loud. Besides, the door's very thick. And the Sister of Mercy is with her, and she's sure to warn us if we're making too much noise.
He cannot hear us?
No.
He is asleep.
I suppose so.
Someone had better go and see.
The little one would cause me more anxiety than your wife. Mm. It is now several weeks since he was born, and he has scarcely stirred. He has not cried once all the time. He's like a wax doll.
I think he will be deaf. Dumb, too, perhaps. The usual result of a marriage between cousins.
I could almost wish him ill for the suffering he's caused his mother.
Well, do be reasonable. It's not the poor little thing's fault. Is he quite alone in the room?
Yes, the doctor doesn't wish him to stay in his mother's room any longer.
The nurse is with him?
No, she's gone to rest a little. She's well deserved it in these last few days. Ursula, just go and see if he's asleep.
Yes, Father.
When will your sister come?
I think she will come about 9.
It's past 9. I hope she'll come this evening. My wife's so anxious to see her.
Well, she's sure to come. This will be the first time she has been here?
No, she's never been in the house.
It's very difficult for her to leave her convent.
Mm. Will she be alone?
Yeah, I expect one of the nuns will come with her. Mm. They're not allowed to go out alone.
But she is the superior.
The rule's the same for all.
Do you not feel anxious?
Why should we feel anxious? What's the good of harping on that? There is nothing more to fear.
Your sister is older than you?
She is the oldest.
I do not know what ails me. I feel uneasy. I wish your sister were here.
She will come. She promised to.
Ah, if this evening were only over.
He's asleep?
Yes, Father. He is sleeping soundly.
Good.
Well, what shall we do while we are waiting?
Waiting for what?
Waiting for our sister.
You see nothing coming, Ursula?
Nothing, Father.
Not in the avenue? Can you see the avenue?
Yes, Father. It is moonlight, and I can see the avenue as far as the cypress wood.
And you do not see anyone?
No one, Grandfather.
What sort of a night is it?
Very fine. Do you hear the nightingales?
Yes. Yes.
A little wind is rising in the avenue.
A little wind in the avenue?
Yes. The trees are trembling a little.
I am surprised that my sister is not here yet.
I cannot hear the nightingales any longer.
I think someone has come into the garden, Grandfather.
Who is it?
I do not know. I can see no one.
Because there is no one there.
There must be someone in the garden. The nightingales have suddenly ceased singing.
But I do not hear anyone coming.
Someone must be passing by the pond, because the swans are ruffled. All the fishes in the pond are diving suddenly.
You can't see anyone?
No one, Father.
But the pond lies in the moonlight.
Yes, I can see that the swans are ruffled.
I'm sure it is my sister who is scaring them. She must have come in by the little gate.
I cannot understand why the dogs don't bark.
I can see the watchdog right at the back of his kennel. The swans are crossing to the other bank.
They are afraid of my sister. I will go and see. Sister? Sister? Is that you? There's no one there.
I am sure that someone has come in the garden. You will see.
But she would answer me.
Are not the nightingales beginning to sing again, Ursula?
I cannot hear one anywhere.
But there is no noise.
There's a silence of the grave.
It must be a stranger that is frightening them. For if it were one of the family, they would not be silent.
How much longer are you going to discuss these nightingales?
Are all the windows open, Ursula?
The glass door is open, Grandfather.
It seems to be that the cold is penetrating into the room.
There is a little wind in the garden, Grandfather, and the rose leaves are falling.
Well, shut the door. It's late, after all.
Yes, Father. I cannot shut the door.
Why, what is the matter with the door, my children?
You need not say that in such an extraordinary voice. I will go and help them here.
I cannot manage to shut it quite.
It's because it is damp. Here, let's all push together. There must be something in the way.
The carpenter will set it right tomorrow.
Is the carpenter coming tomorrow?
Yes, Grandfather. He is coming to do some work in the cellar.
Oh, he will make a noise in the house.
I will tell him to work more quietly.
What is that?
I don't quite know. I think it is the gardener. I cannot quite see. He is in the shadow of the house.
It's the gardener going to mow, I expect.
Mows by night?
Mow isn't tomorrow Sunday. Yes, I noticed that the glass was very long around the house.
It seems to me that his scythe makes as much noise.
He is mowing near the house.
Can you see him, Ursula?
No, Grandfather. He is standing in the dark.
I am afraid he will wake my daughter.
Oh, we can scarcely hear him.
It sounds as if he were mowing inside the house.
The invalid will not hear it. There is no danger.
It seems to me that the lamp isn't burning well this evening.
It wants filling.
I saw it filled this morning. It's burned badly since the window was shut.
I fancy the chimney is dirty.
Maybe it'll burn better presently.
Grandfather is asleep.
Oh.
He has not slept for 3 nights.
He's been so much worried.
No, he always worries too much. Times he will not listen to reason.
Well, it's quite excusable at his age.
God knows what we should be like at his age.
Well, he's nearly 80.
Then he has a right to be strange.
He is like all blind people.
They think too much.
Well, I think they have too much time to spare.
Nothing else to do.
Besides, they have no distraction.
That must be terrible.
Apparently one gets used to it.
I cannot imagine it.
Well, they're certainly to be pitied.
Not to know where one is. Not to know where one has come from. Not to know whither one is going. Not to be able to distinguish midday from midnight, summer from winter. And always darkness. Darkness. I would rather not live. Is it absolutely incurable?
Apparently so.
But he's not absolutely blind?
No, he can perceive a strong light.
Let us take care of our poor eyes.
He often has strange ideas.
At times he is not at all amusing.
No, he says absolutely everything he thinks.
But was he always like this?
No, he was once as rational as we are. He never said anything extraordinary at all. I'm afraid Ursula encourages him a little too much. She answers all his questions.
It would be better not to answer them. It is a mistaken kindness to him.
Am I facing the glass door?
You have had a nice sleep, Grandfather.
Am I facing the glass door?
Yes, Grandfather.
There is nobody at the glass door.
No, Grandfather. I do not see anyone.
I thought someone was waiting. No one has come.
No one, Grandfather.
And your sister has not come?
It is too late. She will not come now. It is not nice of her.
I'm beginning to be anxious about her.
Oh, she is here. Did you hear?
Yes, someone's come in at the basement.
It must be our sister. I recognized her step.
I heard slow footsteps.
She came in very quietly.
She knows there is an invalid.
I hear nothing now.
She will come up directly. They will tell her we are here.
I'm glad she has come.
I was sure she would come this evening.
She is a very long time coming up.
It must be she.
We're not expecting any other visitors.
I cannot hear any noise in the basement.
I will call the servant. We shall know how things stand.
I can hear a noise on the stairs already.
It's the servant coming up.
To me, it sounds as if she were not alone.
No, she's coming up slowly.
I hear your sister's step.
Oh, I can only hear the servant.
It is your sister! It is your sister!
She is knocking at the door of the back stairs.
I will go and open it myself. Where are you?
Here, sir. Oh.
Your sister is at the door?
I can only see the servant.
It is only the servant. Mm. Who was that that came into the house?
Came into the house?
Yes, someone came in just now.
No one came in, sir.
Who is it sighing like that?
It is the servant. She's out of breath.
Is she crying?
No, why should she be crying?
No one came in just now?
No, sir.
But we heard someone open the door.
It was I shutting the door.
It was open?
Yes, sir.
Why was it open at this time of night?
I do not know, sir. I had shut it myself.
Then who was it that opened it?
I do not know, sir. Someone must have gone out after me, sir.
You must be careful. Don't push the door. You know what a noise it makes.
But, sir, I am not touching the door.
But you are. You're pushing at it as if you were trying to get into the room.
But, sir, I am 3 yards away from the door.
Don't talk so loud.
Are they putting out the light?
No, Grandfather.
It seems to me It has grown pitch dark all at once.
You can go down again now, but don't make so much noise on the stairs.
I did not make any noise on the stairs.
I tell you, you did make a noise. Go down quietly. You will wake your mistress. And if anyone comes now, say that we are not at home.
Yes, say that we are not at home.
You must not say that.
Oh, except to my sister and the doctor.
When will the doctor come?
Oh, he won't be able to come back before midnight.
She has come in.
Who?
The servant.
No, she's gone downstairs.
I thought that she was sitting at the table.
The servant?
Yes.
That would complete one's happiness.
No one has come into the room.
No one has come into the room at all.
And your sister is not here?
Our sister has not come.
You want to deceive me?
Deceive you?
Ursula, tell me the truth. For the love of God.
Grandfather, what is the matter with you?
Something has happened. I am sure my daughter is worse.
Oh, are you dreaming?
You do not want to tell me. I can see quite well there is something that...
In that case, you can see better than we can.
Ursula, tell me the truth.
But we have told you the truth, Grandfather.
You do not speak in your ordinary voice.
That is because you frighten her.
Your voice is changed, too.
Oh, you're going mad. He's going mad.
I can hear quite well that you are afraid.
What should we be afraid of?
Why do you want to deceive me?
Oh. Who is thinking of deceiving you?
Why have you put out the light?
But the light has not been put out. There is as much light here now as there was before.
It seems to me that the lamp has gone down.
I can see as well now as ever.
I have millstones on my eyes. Tell me, girls, what is going on here? Tell me, for the love of God, you who can see, I am here all alone in darkness without end. I do not know who seats himself beside me. I do not know what is happening a yard from me. Why were you talking under your breath just now?
No one was talking under his breath.
You did talk in a low voice at the door.
You heard all I said.
You brought someone into the room.
Oh, I tell you, no one has come in.
Is it your sister or a priest? You should not try to deceive me. Ursula, who was it that came in?
No one, Grandfather.
You must not try to deceive me. I know what I know. How many of us are there here?
Oh.
There are six of us round the table, Grandfather.
You're all around the table?
Yes, Grandfather.
You're there, Paul?
Yes.
You're there, Oliver?
Yes, of course, I am in here. My usual place. It's not alarming, is it?
You're there, Genevieve?
Yes, Grandfather.
You're there, Gertrude?
Yes, Grandfather.
You are here, Ursula?
Yes, Grandfather, next to you.
And who is that sitting there?
Where do you mean, Grandfather? There is no one.
There. There. In the midst of us.
But there is no one, Grandfather.
Let me tell you, there is no one.
But you cannot see any of you.
Oh, you are joking.
I do not feel inclined for joking, I can assure you.
Then believe those who can see.
I thought there was someone. I believe I shall not live long.
Why should we deceive you? What use would there be in that?
It would be our duty to tell you the truth.
But what would be the good of our deceiving each other?
We couldn't live in error long.
I should like to pierce this darkness.
Where do you want to go?
Over there.
Oh, don't be so anxious.
You are strange this evening.
It is all of you who seem to me to be strange.
Do you want anything?
I do not know what ails me.
There.
Grandfather, grandfather, what do you want, grandfather?
Give me your little hands, my children.
Yes, grandfather.
Why are you all three trembling, girls?
We are scarcely trembling at all, grandfather.
I fancy you are all three pale.
It is late, grandfather, and we are tired.
You must go to bed, and grandfather himself would do well to take a little rest.
I could not sleep tonight.
We will wait for the doctor.
Prepare for the truth.
Oh.
But there is no truth.
Then I do not know what there is.
I tell you, there is nothing at all.
I wish I could see my poor daughter.
But you know quite well that's impossible. She mustn't be awakened unnecessarily.
You will see her tomorrow.
There is no sound in her room.
I should be uneasy if I heard any sound.
It is a very long time since I saw my daughter. I took her hands yesterday evening, but I could not see her. I do not know what has become of her. I do not know how she is. I do not know what her face is like now. She must have changed these weeks. I felt the little bones of her cheeks under my hands. There is nothing but the darkness between her and me and the rest of you. I cannot go on living like this. This is not living. You sit there, all of you, looking with open eyes at my dead eyes, and not one of you has pity on me. I do not know what ails me. No one tells me what ought to be told me. And everything is terrifying when one's dreams dwell upon it. But why are you not speaking?
What should we say, since you will not believe us?
You're afraid of betraying yourselves.
Oh, come now, be rational.
You have been hiding something from me for a long time. Oh. Something has happened in the house. But I am beginning to understand now. You have been deceiving me too long. You fancy that I shall never know anything. There are moments when I am less blind than you, you know. You think I've not heard you whispering for days and days, as if you were in the house of someone who had been hanged?
Oh.
I dare not say what I know this evening. But I shall know the truth. I shall wait for you to tell me the truth. But I have known it for a long time in spite of you, and now I feel that you are all paler than the dead.
Grandfather, grandfather, what is the matter, grandfather?
It is not you that I am speaking of, girls. No, it is not you that I am speaking of. I know quite well you would tell me the truth if they were not by. And besides, I feel sure that they are deceiving you as well. You will see, children, you will see. Do I not hear you all sobbing?
Is my wife really so ill?
It is no good trying to deceive me any longer. It is too late now, and I know the truth better than you.
But we are not blind. We are not.
Would you like to go into your daughter's room? This misunderstanding must be put an end to, would you?
No. Not now. Not yet.
You see, you are not reasonable.
One never knows how much a man has been unable to express in his life. Who made that noise?
It is the lamp flickering, grandfather.
It seems to me to be very unsteady, very...
It is the cold wind troubling it.
There is no cold wind. The windows are shut.
I think it is going out.
There's no more oil.
It has gone right out.
Well, we can't stay like this in the dark.
Why not? I am quite accustomed to it.
There's a light. Well, light in my wife's room.
Well, we will take it from there presently, when the doctor has been.
Well, we can see enough here. There is the light from the outside.
Is it light outside?
Lighter than here.
For my part, I would as soon talk in the dark.
So would I.
It seems to me the clock makes a great deal of noise.
That is because we are not talking anymore, Grandfather.
But why are you all silent?
What do you want us to talk about? You are really very peculiar tonight.
Is it very dark in this room?
There is not much light.
I do not feel well, Ursula. Open the window a little.
Yes, child, open the window a little. I begin to feel the want of air myself.
I really believe we have stayed shut up too long.
Is the window open?
Yes, Grandfather. It is wide open.
One would not have thought it was open. There was not a sound outside.
No, Grandfather. There is not the slightest sound.
Silence is extraordinary.
One could hear an angel tread.
That is why I do not like the country.
I wish I could hear some sound. What o'clock is it, Ursula?
It will soon be midnight, Grandfather.
Who is that walking round us like that?
Only I. Do not be frightened. I want to walk about a little. But I'm going to sit down again. Cannot see where I'm going.
I wish I were out of this place.
Where would you like to go, Grandfather?
I do not know where. Into another room, no matter where.
Where could we go?
It is too late to go anywhere else.
What is that I hear, Ursula?
Nothing, Grandfather. It is the leaves falling. Yes, it is the leaves falling on the terrace.
Go and shut the window, Ursula.
Yes, Grandfather.
I'm cold. What is that I hear now?
The three sisters kissing each other.
Seems to me they are very pale this evening.
What's that I hear now, Ursula?
Nothing, Grandfather. It is the clasping of my hands.
And that?
I do not know, Grandfather. Perhaps my sisters are trembling a little.
I am afraid too, my children.
No one got up.
I didn't get up.
Nor I.
Someone got up from the table.
Light the lamp.
Oh. Listen to the child.
It has never cried before.
Let's go in and see him.
The light.
Where are you going? The girls have left me all alone.
You have been listening to KPFA's production of The Intruder, a play by Maurice Maeterlinck, featuring Ben Legere as the grandfather, Eric Bauersfeld as the uncle, Bernard Mays as the father, and Pat Franklin as the daughters. The play was directed by Jack Nessel, with technical production by John Whiting, and original music by Peter Winkler and Douglas Leedy.